I call this segment From No Biz to Big Biz. A good friend of mine owns a sizable independent real estate firm in Washington State. Over lunch one day, Chuck started talking, and the whole area was in a prolonged slump, and everybody's sales were down. Even his best agents were talking about leaving to go into other fields of business. So he and his crew had exhausted all the usual promotional gimmicks and pounded all the proverbial pavements, only to watch sales continue their avalanche downward. It seemed the biggest problem was not so much that sales weren't happening, but that his salespeople weren't happening either. So I suggested that Chuck have one more meeting with his people to point out that since they had tried everything else, there was little for them to lose in trying this one last project on for size. Chuck, if you can get your people to do this, your business will turn around. I suggested that he have each of his people pick a dollar number of what they'd like to make in the next 3 months and then triple it. Then I suggested that once they all had that figure in mind, Chuck should ask each one why they wanted the money, why they wanted it, staying with one person at a time and working it through with that person, because once that first guy got the routine, the rest would know how to dive right in and do it. Well, Chuck wasn't getting it. So I got him talking while I asked the whys. Okay, my friend, tell me what you want right now. Well, I want to pay my bills. Why? So I can feel better. How would you rather feel? Free. I want to feel free. Oh, okay, eureka, we had it. All right, Chuck, make it a statement. I want to have $60,000 so I can feel free. That sounds good. What are you going to do with it? Well, bit by bit, a long hidden collection of dreams unfurled. He and his wife, Sarah, would go to Bermuda, where they had always wanted to go to explore the possibility of retirement. They'd take the grandkids on a cruise somewhere. They'd turn the basement into a full-blown stereophonic music room, and on and on. Chuck, go back to Bermuda. Tell me every little detail you can think of about the dreams you and Sarah have of retirement there in Bermuda. Oh, it was awesome. The whole room lit up as Chuck's energy soared to the heavens. It was as if he had never dared open his heart to the subject. So the more the words and feelings poured out, the wider his valve opened. Chuck wasn't flowing energy to his want. He was blitzing it. Right in the middle of his reverie, I said, okay, hold it, Chuck. That feeling place where you are right now, that's where I want you to bring each of your salespeople. Your people want what we all want, Chuck, not the stupid pieces of paper, but the experiences that come from having them. Make them promise they'll do this for 30 days, at least once every day for 10 or 15 minutes. To my total delight, Chuck called about 6 weeks later with the first good news. His people had been so down, he had had no trouble in cajoling them into this little experiment. Everybody except one upheld their promise and was faithfully flowing feel-good energy day after day to their wants as they wrote new scripts. So about 10 weeks into the venture, sales started to develop, but from really kind of off-the-wall sources. One gal had an aunt in Illinois who wanted to move to Washington. Another had an Army son and his friends who had just been transferred to the local base of Fort Lewis and wanted mom to find some houses for them all. In other words, everybody had some kind of movement going, enough for them to see that there was no way all these happenings could be called coincidence. In the face of one of the worst real estate markets in the area's history, these folks had found they could circumvent conditions and be responsible for their own destiny. Oh, and by the way, the guy who didn't care to participate in the experiment ended up quitting the business. The last we heard, he was living off his wife's retirement income. Here's one I love. I call it the $100 trick. An old belief, or any belief, is nothing but a vibrational habit that we respond to like trained seals. For instance, something comes up in our world, hits an old belief, and we start vibrating negatively over this thing out of sheer habit, just out of habit. So our goal here is to find anything at all to break those old vibrational habit patterns of thought. Now, try this on for size. Get a $100 bill. Or the biggest bill you can possibly afford. But don't skimp and stick it in your wallet. Now, go shopping. If you can manage a full day, great. If not, go for a lunchtime in the mall or someplace where there are lots of shops. You're looking for everything you'd like to buy with that $100. Maybe it's a Walkman or a pair of slacks or a football or a new dress or some tools or a bed cover, anything at all that turns you on that you'd like to own. Now, you still have that $100 in your pocket. So you say to yourself, while you feel your delight, wow, I could buy that with my $100. No problem. You're not adding up the items to come to $100. You're looking for all the individual items you could actually buy right now with that $100 if you wanted to. So by the time you're up to somewhere around 1,000 items, look what's happened. You've just emotionally spent $100,000, which is going to go a long way toward helping you feel prosperous, overriding a flock of those old vibrational thought patterns about lack. My friend Jocelyn was dangerously close to some serious financial problems. Then one day she remembered the $100 trick. Almost the instant she thought about it, she hopped in her car, left her cows and chickens to their own meanderings, and headed straight out of town for the biggest mall in the state, quite a distance from her home. Jocelyn spent almost a whole day getting more and more jazzed with this silly little game, forcing herself to let go and relax and have fun with it and emotionally spend. Finally exhausted but filled with the vibrations of a very happy open valve from the thrill of the hunt, she came home to find, and I swear this is a true story, a message from her brother offering to help out financially, a message from her friend offering to help out financially, and a message that the loan on her house, which had been turned down twice because of the very unusual home in which she lived, was now approved and ready to fund within a few days. Plus, she had gotten the idea for a whole new sales approach to her business on the way home. Hey, not bad for a few hours of play.